Welcome back, everyone, to another exciting podcast with the Heralds of Nerdage.
That's right. I'm Chaz.
I'm Peter.
Just in case this is your first time, if you're returning, thank you for coming back.
Yep, much appreciated. That's about all I got, though. Yeah, I wish I could give them more, but I can't.
I don't feel like I can express it enough in words as much as I can with hand gestures and things that you have to see. So just imagine us with arms outstretched.
Offering hugs.
Ready for hugs.
And, well, I guess just hugs. We don't want to go any further than that. Right. Then it's really considered, like...
That's your imagination.
Now we're getting into a weird territory.
We are. So why don't we talk about... let's talk about movies.
Okay.
Let's jump right in. Let's talk about some movies.
All right. We had a couple... Yeah, we had a couple come out.
This is a pretty big release weekend. Memorial Day.
Yeah.
I was so confused seeing all the ads for The Hangover 2, Kung Fu Panda.
Yep.
Because they kept saying... 26, and I was like, whoa, 26 is a Thursday.
Yeah.
Why are movies coming out on Thursday? Did the Rapture make this happen?
No, if that were the case, then when it came out last week.
Oh, okay.
So you're a little confused.
So we're all right.
Unless, of course, those movies were made for those who didn't get saved, and then,
which
well, then
could you very had... well be. We need that entertainment, if that's the case.
So yeah, so we had Bridesmaids come out.
Yep.
And then we had Pirates 4 come out. The Hangover 2 came out today, as well as Kung Fu Panda 2, and the next week is X-Men First Class.
Yes.
So, what did you get to see?
I checked out Pirates 4.
All right. So, what'd you think of it?
It was a Pirates movie.
Okay. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a good thing in that they're very fun, and you know what to expect going in. And that's, yeah.
That's about it.
It's a fun movie.
Wow, that was the quickest review I've ever heard.
I know. I don't know what else to say. They have a lot of cool new characters in the movie. There's Blackbeard. There's there's Penelope Cruz, a new love interest in a way.
Yeah.
But I can't really tell you more about them because they're introduced in the movie, and then that's about it. They're introduced and they do stuff. Like, Blackbeard has all this cool, like, magical stuff going on.
Yeah.
But they don't spend any time, like, explaining...
who he is, his background,
like,
or anything.
What happened... how he got it.
Right, because at least in the last one, they explained how Davy Jones became Davy Jones.
Right, and then it kind of played out, and this one, there's some stuff that goes on, I don't know. So, I just thought that they could have done a little bit better in, like, explaining these new characters.
Did it seem like they set it up for another one? For, like, another trilogy?
Oh, no, they
trilogy?
Definitely set it up for another one.
Of course. I'd see it no other way with Disney.
It's Pirates.
Yeah, well.
People love it.
Yeah, okay.
If you liked them, I would say go check it out.
Yeah.
If you didn't like Pirates 3, I would still say go check it out.
Why?
I wasn't a huge fan of Pirates 3.
Okay.
And I still had a good time at the movie.
Okay. So based off that, what would you give that? What would you rate that?
Out of 5, I would rate it a solid 3.5.
All right. Okay.
It was good.
Uh-huh.
But not great.
Okay. All right. So I got an opportunity to see Bridesmaid. Which, I know a lot of people are like, oh man, that dude went and saw a chick flick.
Right.
It was far from it.
That's the first thing I thought when you told me.
Well, it was far from it. If you can think of, like, a female version of, like, The Hangover, it's in regards to that. Really funny. Kristen Wiig's in it, and I always forget her name. It's, like, Maya
Rudolph?
Yeah. She's in it, and then a bunch of other characters are in it. It's just, from start to finish, it was just full of laughs. Granted, there's a sappy moment here and there to make it the true chick flick.
Right.
But no, all in all, it was a really funny movie. And I definitely recommend it. If you want to take your lady to see a movie, be prepared, though. It really does follow through with its R rating.
Like, so it gets a little raunchy?
Yeah.
What you're saying?
Yeah. There's some scene in there that even made me, like, cringe a little bit.
Oof.
But funny cringe.
You are a hardened cross veteran. Just to hear something made you cringe, that's a...
But cringe in a good way, you know, kind of like there was in The Hangover too. There was like those scenes where you're just like, oh, and you do that flinch reaction. There was some scenes like that.
Okay.
It was very funny, very well written, very well done. The cast is perfect. It was just a good movie. I seriously enjoyed it. A lot of laughs.
So based on all that...
Mm-hmm.
Your review out of 5.
I'd give it a 4.
Wow.
Yeah, I would easily see that again over Pirates 4.
Okay.
But that's just me. Right. I didn't see Pirates 4, and I probably won't. I'll probably wait till it comes out on DVD or Blu-ray or whatever it is I see it. Probably right. Netflix, really, to be honest.
Yeah. Can't beat Netflix.
No. But, yeah. And then while I was in there was a ton of previews. You know, like we said, Hangover 2 came out today, which the reviews that I've been reading are like, yeah, you know, this Hangover 2, don't expect a lot because it's a sequel to this blockbuster movie.
Right.
And that was kind of my thoughts on it, too, that, you know, I can't really see it doing as well as the first one.
I'm not very interested in seeing it, mostly because when they released the first trailer and it got pulled because they thought it gave away too much of the plot, all I could think to myself was, man, if that's what the plot is, can't be very exciting.
Yeah.
That and it looks like a lot of rehashing a lot of the same jokes, which, I mean, you had the same setup, so why wouldn't you have the same jokes?
Yeah, I mean,
punchlines, you know?
I'm kind of with you. Chances are, though, I probably will see it just to give it a chance. I mean, to see a movie like that, you know, in the theaters, I always think you get a better experience than waiting for it to come out on video.
Yeah, although I could see that. I'll probably end up waiting until, well, if you see it and say, oh, man, you got to go see it.
Right.
Then I'll probably reconsider seeing it in theaters. But I think I can wait on it.
Right.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of want to go see Kung Fu Panda 2.
Me too.
Because the first one I didn't see. I didn't watch for the longest time.
Right.
Because I just thought it looked goofy.
Yeah.
Just like ridiculously goofy.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was in like an anti-Jack Black phase for some reason.
Yep.
But then when I actually sat down and watched it.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
It was a funny movie. I think I saw it in the theaters and I'm kind of glad I did because it was a good movie. I always pictured Jack Black as more of the voiceover type more than the actual actor.
He has quite the range when it comes to his voice.
Right.
Whereas his appearance is very much his appearance.
Yes, and there
not,
it is.
That's not going to change anywhere.
Plus, I have a friend that sort of looks like Jack Black, so every time I see him, I'm like, all right, dude, I don't really like that.
The School of Rock.
That was an okay movie.
Yeah.
But, so I would love to see that movie. I'd probably see that before I saw Hangover 2. Who knows what'll really happen, though. I mean, there's still plenty of time in the summer. I mean, yeah. X-Men First Class is next week. That's three movies now I'd have to see.
That's, yeah.
You know, within the next week. It's a lot of movies, so I'm probably going to pick and choose my movies pretty well.
As am I. I'm definitely excited to see X-Men First Class now.
Which the reviews are coming in for that now.
Very favorable.
And, yeah, which is very surprising to me because I had really low hopes for X-Men First Class. And this is actually the movie that I was really hoping would turn and all of a sudden it'd be like, oh my God, dude, this movie was awesome. I know it's even...
Blowing expectations out of the water.
Which is what I wanted. Mm-hmm. Because I want a good X-Men flick that we can like look to and be like, oh dude, remember X-Men First Class?
That was awesome.
Yeah, not X-Men The Last Stand.
Oof.
Oh, that was horrible.
That was something.
That hurt.
It did.
It hurt me deep.
It could have been so cool.
But it
did. So
didn't.
Many cool mutants. And they but didn't even beef Juggernaut up. They just used Skinny Vinnie Jones.
Yeah. Which was funny being Bullet Tooth Tony, but still. Didn't like it.
Yeah.
But no, the reviews are in. They're getting pretty good, and I'm happy. I'm glad. I'm glad that's the way it is.
It's looking solid.
So, we got that to look forward to, and then a couple weeks after that, we got Green Lantern.
Yep.
And a couple weeks after that is Captain America.
Whew.
So, man, save your money.
I know.
Get ready. Go to those matinees.
Coming up.
Yeah, you got to go to the matinees and get... That's where all the action's at. Then you do the double feature. Not that we condone sneaking into another movie.
Right. Because we don't.
Right.
I don't.
I'm neutral. I'm not saying anything.
Peter's saying yes with his eyes right now. I just want you to know that.
All right. So then, thinking of the comic movies, a lot of big releases in the past couple of weeks. I mean, like, a lot. So many that we're just going to focus on a couple because there just were so many. I mean, last week was so X-Men heavy.
It was.
I can't even remember what X-Men I read.
Astonishing X-Men, X-Men right? Legacy.
Yep. Uncanny X.
Uncanny.
Yep.
X-Force was last week.
Yep, and this week.
X-Men was this week.
Well, Uncanny X-Force was also this week.
It was?
Yeah, with the Archangel.
That one was last week.
Okay.
It's been a crazy couple of weeks in terms of releases, because Marvel and DC and all the independent companies are really, like, firing on all cylinders, mm-hmm. like, putting these books out.
Yeah, they're all trying to get ready for Comic-Con so they can announce all their new stuff.
All their projects.
Yep. So it was an interesting couple of weeks. Like I said, I read so many books. I'm trying to, like, think of everything I read. I know what sticks out in my head the most is probably Uncanny X-Force for me. Watching Warren Warrington III fight the whole Archangel and the Seed of Apocalypse and all this. It was just really fun. I'm loving X-Force right now.
It's good.
I like it a lot.
They're about to do a lot of Age of Apocalypse storyline. The first time ever that 616 characters are going to the Age of Apocalypse instead of the other way around.
Yep.
Pretty exciting.
Led by Dark Beast, which would be even funnier to see his angle on all this and, like, how he plays into this.
Yeah.
Obviously, he has the know-how coming from that dimension, but...
Whether that's, you know...
Is he really going to stay true to what he says he's going to do? Or, you know, is he going to be classic Dark Beast and betray everyone? And
be all super sneaky.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. But that one's definitely... It's been a good read since it relaunched.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a good read before it relaunched. But the relaunch has really tightened it up and faster stories. And
mm-hmm.
they're really like, we're going to go do this. 4 issues, bam, we're done. Now we're going to go do this.
Yep, I fully agree.
Awesome.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed the X-Force series. I'm really looking forward to see how they take on the Age of Apocalypse and then see just where they go from here. And see what becomes of it. The other title I'm trying to think about is Secret Warriors.
It's
fresh in my mind because I just finished reading it the other day because it just came out. This is a book that I've always tried to get other people into.
As have I.
That, you know, they're like, oh, I'm looking for something to get into for Marvel. It's like, oh, you want to get into something underground? Go into Secret Warriors.
Yeah.
Total B and C list characters. Actually, new characters. A lot of them were new characters.
A lot of new characters.
Except for Fury.
Yeah, you got Nick Fury in there.
Mm-hmm.
But just very cool spy, you know, thriller.
Yeah.
Like, it's just awesome. It's hard to classify into a genre because there's action, there's spy, there's, like, war elements to it all.
But yep.
It's an awesome read, and I've myself tried to get a ton of people into it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's... The issue that came out this week was it was easily the best comic that I read this week.
Yep.
Which is saying a lot, because there was a lot of good stuff this week. But it was the best comic that I read this week, and maybe the first, like, 5 to 10 pages were the best pages I think I've read so far this year.
I agree with you on that, and just the fact that, like, those first 5 pages, like, really showed another side of Fury.
Yeah.
And what he was capable of, and just, like, just where he stands.
Just everything that he's done throughout the course of the book. And we should mention that the issue that came out this week is the second to last issue. They're actually ending the series with issue 28, which is a shame because it's so good. But at the same time, reading this one,
mm-hmm.
I almost just want to see the ending now. I want to see how this is all going to come to a close, especially after that whole first couple of pages.
Yeah, the revelations that they reveal and everything like that. Yeah, it's
amazing.
It was. It was a very well done book. I'm going to miss it. It's, once again, this is like another cosmic Marvel, you know, that...
Yeah.
It's a story that the truly dedicated people will read, and it'll never reach mainstream because it doesn't have the likes of Spider-Man or X-Men or any of these guys. But it's such an awesome book, and it's going to come to an end just so abruptly that... I'm not necessarily saying abruptly, but, like, it's just ending too soon for me. I would love to see this being, like, another year or two project. Maybe get up into the 40s. Maybe end at 50, and then that's it. I think 28 is a bit premature. I think they can go a bit further with this book.
No, it's definitely got that cosmic Marvel element to it, where it has a very strong fan base, a very dedicated fan base.
Yeah.
But it's not Spider-Man. Like you said, it's not Spider-Man, Captain America.
Right.
You know? Which is just a shame. Because it's so good. It's definitely, if you've never checked it out, go try the trades out.
Yeah, luckily they'll be condensed into like 3 trades, so it'll be an easy read for you.
I think they're up to 5 right now.
Oh, they probably broke it down.
6 total.
But probably actually. 1 ultimate.
Oh yeah.
So,
but it's definitely worth picking up and giving a read.
Yeah,
because it's cool.
Yeah. And then another book that came out, thinking of Spider-Man and all them, was Astonishing Spider-Man Wolverine.
Finally. Number 6.
Yep, it was the number 6 one. I actually enjoyed that. Was it? It was enjoyable. The ending just seemed a little like, okay, I kind of saw this coming. Right. A total time travel ending.
Okay.
But no, it was fun. I mean, it was okay. And I think it'd be a fun read, like on a rainy day if you're looking for something. You know, read like a Batman, and then to lighten the mood, you read this. And
can you see some of the characters that were introduced in this series coming back later in other stuff?
Well, there was really only 1 or 2 characters that were introduced, and then the rest was like
Big Czar, and, no, Little Czar,
Big Murder, and Caesar, yeah, and Caesar. But then you had the other characters. You know, you had some of the X-Men, you had Mojo, and you had some of the Outer Dimension.
Devil Dinosaur.
Yeah, so. It was okay. I mean, really, honestly, though, if we're talking about side stories in the future and parallel Earths and all that, I'd rather see Old Man Logan 2. But that's for another podcast.
I'm sure that one would come. That'll be coming around eventually.
Somehow I doubt it, but
it could happen.
Right. So we'll see what happens. But that was an okay book. The other book I read was Future Foundation.
FF.
Yep. Did you get a chance to read this?
I did.
What'd you think of it?
I liked it. Mm-hmm. New artist on this issue, which I think is a bit cleaner, definitely. A bit more exciting. Plus the story that they're doing with the... Well, I don't know. Should we say it?
Yeah.
With the different reads.
Yeah.
Is incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really cool to see that plotline sort of tied up from his run on Fantastic Four and involve the Universal Inhumans and... the sunken city of old Atlantis and the high evolutionary city and all that stuff.
Yep.
This is awesome.
Yeah, it's been a great book. I love the fact that Valerie is one of the key players in all this, not like Reed or Doom or any of those. It's the kids.
Yeah.
And you know, they're
especially
the ones,
especially Valerie though.
Yeah, she's the one that started all this, and it's good to see that they're closing this gap, because I remember reading this in, you know, Fantastic Four, when you see her go make this deal with Doom and you never hear anything of it. And I was like, oh, that's kind of lame. Like, they left me on a total cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Like, this little girl made a deal with Doom and I'm never going to see the end of it. But it's nice to see everything
being tied up.
Yeah, come out onto the table. And then, you know, now you finally get to see what deal she made, what's becoming of it, and to just go from there.
Yeah. I think the Future Foundation as a whole may not be the most, it is right now anyways. It's a very good organization right now, but I can definitely see it in the future becoming maybe somewhat of a villain. I don't want to say villain, but I guess a villain is the only way to say it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
They're solving problems. And it's hard to say, like, one man's solution to a problem.
Mm-hmm.
What makes that the right one? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you take Dr. Doom, who's on the Future Foundation, who's joined the team right now, and you think about all the stuff he's done, and he's very much an aggressive problem solver.
Right.
You know? So I could see if the cost or the risk outweighed the reward.
Yep.
Wherein maybe we have to kill this entire microculture so that this one can flourish. I could see them, like, Valeria especially saying, okay, let's do it.
Right, where she's more of the Reeds of the parallel Earths.
A little bit.
And then Reed is like, our Reed, you know.
Is very key to keeping life alive and following.
Right, everyone is sacred. Every life is sacred. Stuff. Yeah, totally.
So, but I kind of see the Future Foundation not following that rule for very long if they keep with what they have going on right now. If Doom's still on the team and Valeria's still running things as much as she can, and his dad is there sort of saying, oh, in the future, it works out like this better or something.
Yeah. You know? No, I'm with you.
So it'll be interesting to see the way this book evolves.
It will be. It'll be very interesting. Did you read anything else? Or I know there's a ton more, and that's what I'm saying.
The biggest things also from this week would definitely be War of the Green Lanterns.
Oh, yeah.
All three parts, all at once, with huge cliffhanger endings on each one.
Yeah, that led into the next one.
And for once, I didn't have to wait a week to read the next good part.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to read Green Lantern and then read Green Lantern Corps and be disappointed. Even though the ending to Green Lantern Corps was very cool.
Mm-hmm.
But that one's still my least favorite of the three.
Yeah.
I got to jump right into Emerald Warriors, which is awesome.
Yeah, it was.
So, that one's getting huge.
Mm-hmm.
I think we only have, like, one more round of these issues to go before the War of the Green Lanterns is over.
Yep. Just in time for the movie to end.
Just in time.
Yep. But, I read those books last, and, I thoroughly enjoyed them. I, as always, though, I enjoyed the core Green Lantern more than any of the side stories.
Yep.
More than, you know,
Green Lantern Corps.
Yeah, or Emerald Warriors. Jeff Johns always does an awesome job.
He does.
He set it up perfectly.
It was awesome.
It's almost like he's like this comedian that opens up, you know, for a big name comedian, but he does better. Because, like, these other books should be carrying just as much as the Green Lantern, but they're not.
I'd say Emerald Warriors is carrying as much or maybe a little less than the actual Green Lantern.
Mm-hmm.
Because the guy writing it used to write Green Lantern Corps.
Right.
Which, when he was writing that, it was a super solid read. So I feel like since he's been in the Green Lantern loop for a lot longer,
yep.
He's, like, more on board carrying the weight. Doing that cool stuff, mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, Green Lantern Corps, like I said before, felt like a ripoff of Ghostbusters 2, that one issue.
Electric Boogaloo?
Yeah. So, yeah, definitely, Green Lantern is definitely a lot better
right.
than the other two, that's for sure. And I can, he's definitely making the crowd laugh a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, you get where I'm coming from. Obviously, Jeff Johns is the master puppeteer when it comes to...
Yeah.
DC, and we're always going to expect such great things from him. But, I enjoyed it. A lot of big things happened in those books. We're not going to talk about them now, because, you know, you had three issues to read, and you say one thing, and it ruins the rest for all the others.
Yeah, especially the Green Lantern Corps.
Right.
It's huge.
Let's just say, John Stewart.
Things will never be the same.
No, once again. But no, it was an awesome, awesome read. It was great. Can't wait to see this in a trade paperback so I can actually sit down and read them all at once.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's been a while since we started this. It was a good, like, 4 months ago.
Yeah. It has been quite a while, huh?
So, I would love to reread it from the beginning all at once.
It would be good.
Mm-hmm. And then another book was probably The Walking Dead.
Of course.
They're back. And issue 84, 85? 85. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, 85. The event happened in regards to a character. And quite honestly, we were talking about this prior to making this podcast, that it kind of seems like The Walking Dead is almost running its course.
Yeah, it's a matter of how long can you watch the same thing.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. I feel like after 85 issues, maybe I've gotten a little bit desensitized to... Because I still remember, like, back when they were in the prison, and then they go to Woodbury, and the governor, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Gives Rick a... Well, I guess...
He helps him out in a medical experiment.
He helps Rick lose a little bit of weight.
Yep. But no, like, but even back then, though, even though it felt like it was almost like the same formula in a new location, Kirkman still found a way to change it around so that it still felt fresh.
Yeah.
You know, now you're down to this core character. It's pretty much just two of the originals. You know, there's some here and there, but, you know, two of the main guys. And then it's really, what else can you do to these guys to beat them down?
Right.
You know,
how long can you let them get built back up before you try and take it away?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I almost feel like I would be bored watching them not be attacked by zombies.
Mm-hmm.
As I am right now, when they are attacked by zombies.
Yeah. See, even though this is a new arc, it kind of feels like these are almost filler episodes. If you ever watch anime, you know what I'm talking about. These are the episodes that they play that is just like, okay, yeah, it's sort of part of the storyline, but not really.
Yeah.
And it's just something there to like whet your appetite until the super big event was coming up. And it kind of, like, I really thought this was going to be the arc, like my next Governor arc. But there's only one part in it that's really stuck out in my brain so much.
Yeah.
You know, it like at least when we had the Governor arc, I can pretty much remember that whole arc. Like from start to finish, when they found the prison, when they left the prison. Yeah. I remember that whole series. It was an awesome, like, 12-issue run.
It was, yeah, it was incredible.
Right. In this arc, it was like, okay, yeah, it's been okay. And I know I'm probably contradicting myself because I always talk so highly of Walking Dead, but just this time I had time to reflect on this current issue, and it was just like, okay, I sort of feel like I've been here before. He's having the conversation, he's doing the talk.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're going to do this again. Like, where's the RV? That's what I'm really expecting is like.
Yeah, where's something familiar? Almost. Right. But it's all familiar. I don't know. I think Robert Kirkman's gotten very successful, you know, and very kudos to him because he's made some cool stuff. Walking Dead is amazing.
It's
and
awesome. Invincible, I still recommend this book.
I still recommend it too. I think, yeah, I'm just getting a little burned out on it. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Yeah, maybe it's just that.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
But
he might surprise us. He might come out and be like, hey, Comic-Con, guess what? I got this whole new thing going. Check this out. And then I'll be blown away. And I'll be like, oh, man, have you read Walking Dead again?
Maybe aliens will come down.
I'm getting tattoos of Walking Dead.
Rick wakes up, and there's superheroes everywhere. He lives in Invincible's world.
That would actually be pretty cool.
And his whole, like, he was in a coma that whole time. Like, he was actually in a coma. And he just dreamed that he woke up in this zombie world.
Kind of sounds like a Days of Our Lives episode now, or like the Love Boat. It was all a dream.
Somebody shot JR. Not really.
There
who shot
go.
Rick? Some crazy guy.
Or did he?
Bum, bum, bum.
And then, so Walking Dead. And we had a Chew episode come out here and there, which was okay. Oh, no, that happened many weeks ago.
Yeah,
see?
I think it was about 2 weeks ago.
See how many
very,
books?
Yeah, it's been a very heavy release week for a couple of things. But, you know, feel free to...
If we miss some books that you want us to touch upon, let us know. Send us a comment, you know. We're all about fan base, so if you got something that you want us to talk about, send it out there. We'd be more than happy to discuss it.
Exactly. Except for manga. Manga.
Manga?
We won't
manga?
Do that. I
can touch upon it, but...
Peter will do that.
It's like not really my forte. Yeah.
No, but if there's something out there that you're reading that you just are baffled that we're not, or maybe we are and we're just not talking about it because we don't think anybody else reads it.
Right. Like Mega Man?
Let us know. Yes, like Mega Man number one. Archie
awesome.
Comics.
There you go. Well, we had a big game come out.
Huge.
Yeah, thinking of Mega Man. I just call it mediocre. I didn't pick it up. I could care less about it. And what game are we talking about, Chaz?
I think we're talking about L.A. Noire.
Yeah, I think we are. I think we're talking about a $60 waste of money.
I think we're talking about awesome.
Okay. I wish Rockstar had put out a Red Dead 2.
I'm sure it's coming.
Whatever. Instead, I had to settle for L.A. Noire.
I will say this much.
What's
L.A. Noire?
Say it.
Is awesome.
Okay.
It's got a really good story.
Okay.
And the investigation method where you have basically when you interrogate somebody, you ask them a question and they give you a response.
Mm-hmm.
Then you watch their face and their body language to determine whether they're telling you the truth or if they're lying to you.
And that's because they have the new motion capture technology that made it look more realistic than normal games.
Right.
Okay.
Which is, it's really cool to try and like look and see like, oh, what's this guy's eyes doing? You know, like they're all shifty. They're looking around. I'm
going to
call this guy a liar. Then I'm going to throw this evidence out at him.
Yep.
Watch him get all freaked out.
Okay.
So, that right there is pretty cool. And then driving around 1940s Los Angeles is incredibly cool. So you got the old cars going on. You're driving down. You're driving by the Egyptian theater. You're driving by the Chinese theater.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these cool landmarks, which is just, it's fun.
Yeah.
You got Hollywood and Wilshire, and you're going all over the place. It's pretty cool.
So is it an open world environment like Rockstar's always been known for, or is it closed? Is it very linear? Like, what's the deal?
It's open, but with a very linear focus.
Okay.
In that you can drive wherever you want.
Okay.
And as you're driving to investigations, you'll get calls like over the radio through dispatch that you can then choose to respond to, and you drive over there and you handle that business. But there's no like set time limit that I have to drive from the police station to this investigation within a minute and a half. So you can like spend your whole time driving up and down all these back roads if you want. You know, or walking around, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
But it's not open in the like Red Dead sense where you can go hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't know. Play cards.
Yeah, playing cards really never really set well with me on that in that whole situation. Yeah. But teach his own.
But it's pretty cool because you get to drive around. Like I said, you're driving around, get calls on the radio. You go do those, or you go straight to the investigation. And look for clues.
Yep.
There's sweet chase scenes in there, which are awesome.
Okay.
And there's a lot of cutscenes almost, but the story behind them all is really well developed and really good. That you like, I don't mind them because I'm that curious about what's going to happen next.
Okay.
You know, like I'm in the game, so to speak.
Oh, okay, cool.
I found myself the other day thinking about my case. I wasn't even playing.
That's a
little
weird.
I was over at my girlfriend's house.
That's weird.
I was over at Lauren's house.
You should be paying more attention to her,
like,
about the game.
I think I know what happened in this case. And I started telling her.
Oh, just what I need. Chaz is a detective.
It'd be pretty cool.
Oh, man.
We should be PIs.
I don't think so.
Podcasts. Podcasters and PIs.
Well, can I, like, take on a different persona?
Yeah.
All right. I want to be like Haji. No, I want to be like Haji from Johnny Quest.
Okay. You could be my valet.
Yeah. But I always, like, get you into trouble. But then you manage to pull me out of it, and it all works out because
you get me out of trouble by accident.
Yeah.
Like short round, you like accidentally lean up against something, and it starts coming down, but then you're safe.
True. All right. So we'll put that into more thought later on. But
yeah. I.
All right. So what would you rate L.A. Noir?
I would rate L.A. Noir at a 4.
Okay. Okay.
Definitely.
Cool. Well. There's one other game that I actually have talked about in the past, Gears of War 3. If you haven't pre-ordered it, now it might be a good time because now they're offering an actual replica of the Lancer in Gears of War 3.
Can you use the chainsaw part to trim your hedges?
You could try, but you're going to be there for a long time because it's plastic.
No,
I actually have the Gears of War 2 Lancer replica. And I paid like $130 for it, and I got it with the game off Amazon, and it was probably like the best buy I've ever made. You know, it's like one of the coolest things you could have is like a video game.
I won't lie, it's pretty cool looking.
Yeah, so now GameStop is actually offering a $140 game in Lancer, just like Amazon did. You can't pre-order it at GameStop. You actually have to go to GameStop.com and pre-order it there. They're going to ship it to you like a week later.
Oh.
So if you haven't done it, now would be a good time to do it. That was just a little tidbit to throw out there that, you know, if you're looking for a really cool collector's edition, this beats out the Halo statue, this beats out the Halo, like, head, the Batarang that Batman Arkham Asylum came in.
That was a terrible thing altogether.
So
it's metal. No, it's plastic. All right, I'm cool with that. Oh, it doesn't come off. What?
Yeah, so there you go. If you got the cash and you're looking to get Gears of War 3 and you want to pick up a Lancer, go to GameStop.
Yeah.
Or you could just buy the Lancer off GameStop.com for $100.
But the bundle deal is a lot better because it's $140
for the
game and that, so it's like $40 for the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't beat that.
It's either that, or you can say it's $80 for the Lancer and you're paying $60 for the game.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
If that's the way you want to rationale.
I like to think that the game would be cheaper.
I like to as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, is there anything else you want to add to this, Chaz? Or?
I can't think of anything.
All I know is that we got a couple of weeks to watch movies.
Yeah, we do.
Get ready for the next one.
We'll be coming at you next time with our X-Men First Class review.
Yeah, we will.
Big time. And sounds maybe good. A Kung Fu Panda. and Hangover 2.
Maybe I'll do the Kung Fu Panda and I'll make you suffer through Hangover 2.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I appreciate that. How about we let our listeners vote?
How about someone send in their own review of it and we read it?
That would be awesome.
There you go.
We should do that. Boom. Send in your review.
Hey, also, one more thing. I got t-shirts coming.
What?
That's right. Heralds of Nerdage t-shirts. If you want to get in on it, send us a request. Let us know what size you are. I'll send you a price. Or maybe we'll work something out to where we just hand out some for free to our loyal listeners.
But you got to prove you're loyal.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have a contest or something. We'll give out a bunch of t-shirts.
Whoa.
Let's do it.
I like that. You sound legit that way.
Yeah. All right, y'all.
Thanks for tuning in. See you again in 2 weeks.
Later.